Well, many Canadians take food for granted, but that sense of security was shaken for some people when not everything they were used to getting was available on store shelves in the immediate aftermath of the COVID-19 pandemic. And it's not just consumers who are affected. At the other end of the food supply chain, there are reports of farmers dumping milk because they can't get their product to market. To help explain what's going on, we've reached Evan Fraser, director of the Arrel Food Institute at the University of Guelph. Good morning.
Good morning.
What impact is this crisis having on Canada's food supply lines?
Well, I think I was, like almost all Canadians, shocked at the sign of or the scene of empty shelves about 2 weeks ago when I went to the grocery store. And this has caused us to reflect on our food system in a sort of a new and slightly scary way. I think there's probably three key areas that we should focus our attention on. The first was that sort of wave of what some people are calling panicked buying that happened a couple of weeks ago at the beginning of the crisis, where grocery stores had trouble managing inventory because they weren't expecting this. They weren't designed to experience this extreme pulse in buying. Next, I think what we're into right now, I'd sort of characterize as perhaps phase two of this, which is as the institutional buyers, the universities, the high schools, the sports arenas, et cetera, as they sort of have all gone dark, supply chains are having to reorganize, and instead of selling hot dogs and toilet paper to stadiums, they're having to meet that demand by consumer purchases. So that requires a big shift in supply chains. You know, the dairy industry used to sell a lot of milk to Starbucks. Well, they're not selling any milk to Starbucks now. Where does that demand go? So that's sort of phase two that we're in right now. Phase three, though, is going to unfold over the summer, and that's disruptions at the sort of the farm level. And here we're seeing the story you just mentioned of farmers starting to dump milk because perhaps they're having difficulty getting it into a processing plant. Beef farmers, for instance, having difficulty selling their cows to packing plants because packing plants are starting to close because of COVID-19 outbreaks. And of course, story that's been in the news recently is the disruptions or potential disruptions to the labor that our Ontario farmers depend on importing from other countries, Latin America, the Caribbean. Those farm workers are coming to the country, but they're having to be quarantined for 14 days. So that's delaying things like pruning apple orchards and planting lettuce plants and whatnot. You know, right now we're okay, but we do seem to be having an early spring. So Mother Nature maybe isn't cooperating with us needing to be a little slower on getting labor in the field.
So. Do you think then that we will see farmers facing a big issue in getting the production that they normally would?
Well, let me preface. The short answer is yes, but we shouldn't panic. I mean, I've actually been very pleasantly surprised at how big a shock this was and how well the sector's adapted. So I guess I'd like to say, if there's anybody on your listeners from this industry, I'd like to say thank you. As a consumer, the industry has done a Herculean effort to keep our system going, and I'm confident they will keep it going through the summer. But that's not to say it's going to be easy or it's not going to have major disruptions. And I think keeping the packing plants open, keeping the dairy operations clean, dairy farmers need to buy a lot of sanitizer, for instance, to keep their operations clean. I've heard anecdotally that they're having trouble getting supplies of sanitizers, just like everybody else is. So there are big disruptions that are going to be unfolding over the next few months.
Do you think that the system, our supply lines, can adapt to this new normal? I mean, it sounds like there is some adapting and they're doing it as best they can, but can they do it in time, and how much revenue will be lost in all of this?
Well, like every sector of the economy, like every sector of life, this is an unprecedented moment at least in the last, say, 60 or 70 years since World War II. And it is going to be hard, and there's going to be consequences. So I don't want to understate the significance of it. I also don't think that we need to panic or that we need to be overly concerned that we will have a complete failure in our food system. People won't go hungry, I don't think, because grocery stores are unable to maintain basic inventories. It won't be business as usual, and we won't be buying all the stuff at the same prices with the same level of convenience as we did a month ago. But I also don't think that anybody is going to really suffer serious deprivation There is an important caveat here, though. There is a food security implication to COVID-19, but it's not the grocery store shelves that I'm worried about. It's the hundreds of thousands of Canadians who have been, millions of Canadians who have been laid off and are facing wage losses. It's the 300% increase in food bank use that we've seen in the last couple of weeks. And so thank goodness the federal government announced that $100 million investment in emergency food aid for Canadians. That was an announcement from just Friday of last week, because there I think we see a massive food security crisis looming, and that's associated not with supply chains and grocery stores, but is associated with lost wages.
Do you think we will see long-term changes come out of this? I mean, loss of wages is one thing, but the sector able to adapt to you know, unprecedented circumstances must teach some lessons.
Well, as I was waiting for your call just 5 minutes ago, I was working on an article exactly on that. 2 weeks, I think, on the two-week horizon, I think we'll maintain things reasonably well. And already this, we see the sector adapting. On the 2 to 3 month sort of horizon, I think that the farms community is going to have to adapt to disrupted supply chains, changes in the processing capacity, disruptions to rural labor and migrant labor. We'll limp along and we'll be okay. I think on the two-year horizon, we are going to see a very significant reinvestment in technologies and management systems that allow us to relocalize things, shorten supply chains, reduce our exposure to these sort of global crises, create a bit more local resilience. And I think that means everything from, quote, local food movement all the way through to maybe more high-tech solutions like vertical farming or even cellular agriculture, which I think all give us the potential to create more resilience at a regional level.
Okay.
That's my two-year prediction.
Okay, Evan, we'll have to come back to you after 2 years. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks for calling.
Evan Fraser is director of the Arrol Food Institute at the University of